Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse, where Connie has just arrived to visit Andrew.
Adam, I've been worried sick about you. Why haven't you returned my calls?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I'm sorry, Connie. I've been laid out with the flu. I have 28 messages on my answer machine.
Just my luck to get the flu after pretending to be sick.
Oh, no. Are you feeling any better?
No, not really.
You've just been laid up in here all week?
Yep. Been in my bed trying to sleep it off.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
I wish I'd known. I would have been over here sooner.
It's no problem. I actually had a lot of time to think and remember way too many things.
Oh, don't pretend like you care about your sister, Andrew. She's just an annoyance to you.
Well, maybe, but I didn't try to kill anyone either.
I'm your wife. You have an obligation to help me here.
Oh, really? Tell me another one. If you had found me before the wedding that day, I may have ended up in the morgue like Turner Dean.
I was just out of my mind, Andrew. I would never intentionally hurt anyone.
That's what Adriana said. I guess you two are in the same boat, and this time without a paddle.
Don't compare me to her. She's crazy.
Well, maybe you're a little crazy, too. I don't know. All I know is I'm hungry, and I'm going to have myself a nice steak dinner.
Using whose money?
Well, with our money, darling. We're married, so what's mine is yours, and what's yours is all mine.
If you think that I'm going to rot in jail while you spend my money, well, you can just think again.
What are you going to do about it? Have me thrown out? Take back all the gifts you gave me?
You'll find out.
You want this watch back? To AJ, with all my love, LD. I'm sure you meant every word when you had it inscribed.
I never really knew the real you, did I, Andrew?
Well, you saw what you wanted to see, at least for a while. Look, I'm worn out from all this courtroom drama. I need to go.
Andrew, wait.
What the hell is it now?
Please. Help me get out of this place. I'm sorry for getting angry.
Goodbye, Larissa.
If not to help me, help the baby.
Andrew!
Andrew! Andrew!
What were you thinking about? You seemed to drift off there for a minute.
Oh, I was thinking about something that happened earlier this year.
Must have been a bad something, judging by the scowl on your face.
It was, but it wasn't my worst moment of the year either. Hello! Hey, excuse me!
Get out of my way!
Hey, you're that Dan guy from West Side. I saw you at the wedding.
What wedding? What are you talking about?
My wedding? What are you doing out of the hospital?
I'm leaving. What's it to you?
You pushed nurse room down to the floor at the wedding. They wouldn't let you out. I'm calling the hospital.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey! No! Mine! Look what you did, you bumbling idiot! You broke my cell phone!
I've gotta go.
You're not going anywhere, pal.
Let go of me. I told you to leave me alone. Hey, are you okay? Hello? What should you do, Dan? Well, I need his wallet more than he does. He's still breathing. He'll be fine, buddy. Just sleep for a while. I'm out of here.
Do you want to talk to me about it?
No. The only memories from this year that I want to carry with me are the ones with you.
Really?
Oh, most definitely. Well, what did you think of the play?
It was good. I was actually amazed at how good it was.
I've always heard that the off-off Broadway shows could be very good. And I guess that was right.
The woman who played the mother was so perfect.
Yeah, and they seem like they really could be mother and daughter.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing.
You know what, Adam? This play was exactly what I needed tonight to take my mind off Marty and Clint and everything else that's been going on.
I'm really glad. You're usually in work mode when you come into the diner. It's nice to see the side of you.
I haven't felt this relaxed since I don't know when. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, anytime. So can I walk you home?
Well, I don't live too far from here. I guess you could walk me to my building if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd love to.
You live around here?
Oh, I live up on 63rd.
I don't want you to go out of your way.
It's no problem. It's a nice night, and I'm with wonderful company. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm only a few blocks from here. I'm subletting an apartment from one of the partners in my firm.
That's nice. And you live there with your son?
Yes. He turned 16 yesterday.
So how are things going? I know you had some trouble before.
Clint is a good kid. He's gotten mixed up with this girl, Dara, down in Richmond, and I don't know what will come of that. I hope there can be a resolution that we can both be happy with, though.
Oh, he's lucky to have a mother who cares so much about him like you do.
Yeah, tell him that.
I'm sure he knows. He probably has a lot of 16-year-old things on his mind.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, some things never change.
Were you a rebellious 16-year-old?
I imagine I probably was.
Can't remember back that far?
Yeah, something like that.
We've shared a lot of good times, Adam, in such a short period of time.
And I hope we have many more next year, Connie. My damn phone won't stop ringing.
Do you want me to get it?
No. I'm finally out of bed, so I might as well answer it. Hello?
Andy, where the hell have you been? I've left you 20 messages. I've even banged on your door a few times.
I'm sick. I've got the flu.
For real?
Yes. I've been in bed all week.
Well, I was going to share the good news in person, but since you're sick, it'll have to be by phone.
What good news?
You're a father, Andy. Larissa had the baby.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.